This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. You don't have to look very hard to see the impact of global warming. Droughts, floods, record high temperatures, and it's already having an impact on global commerce. In Panama, global warming and changing weather patterns are affecting the water supply used to operate the Panama Canal. That connection between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans is immensely important to the Panamanian economy. But continuing to divert water from other parts of the country to sustain it is controversial. The BBC's Grace Livingstone reports.
This is the sound of an enormous ship making its way through the Panama Canal. Upon its completion in 1914, this man-made waterway linking the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans nearly halved the travel time between the United States West Coast and Europe, revolutionising trade and travel in the Western Hemisphere. 15,000 ships still go through the canal each year, but climate change is threatening this vital trade route and also the supply of fresh water to millions of Panamanians.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Steve Patton is a scientist at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama City, which works closely with the Panama Canal authorities monitoring changes in the climate.
One of the things that Panama has through the Panama Canal Authority is a time series of rainfall that goes back to 1880. And what we've seen in the area of the Panama Canal, in the last 22, 24 years, we've had 8 of the 10 greatest storms, the 2 driest years, and the single driest 3 years in a row. So we've set all kinds of records.
The canal links the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans. Between the oceans in Panama are mountains, on top of which are huge artificial lakes. Water is released from these lakes down to the locks in order to raise the ships. On average, 37 ships go through the locks each day, using more than 2 billion gallons of water a day. But the canal also provides drinking water to more than half of the country. Environmental lawyer Rodrigo Noriega told me that the canal's dual function creates even greater pressure on water resources.
The water of the canal is also the source of fresh water for the Panama City. So as Panama City grows, there is less water for the canal. So the canal is under a lot of stress to find new sources of water.
The canal authorities are carrying out feasibility studies on a number of options, including deepening existing artificial lakes to capture more rainwater, or desalinating seawater. One possibility being studied by the canal authorities is building a dam on the River Indio, which could displace thousands of small farmers. This is Coclé province in central Panama. A group of small farmers have walked 3 hours along muddy roads to meet me. Diego Herrera farms a plot of land in Coquillo.
All of us who live in this region depend on the land. What will we do if they flood our land? Where will we go? We are against this because they haven't explained to us where they will relocate us.
It's important to emphasize that the dam is only one of many possible options under consideration. And the canal authorities stress that they'll opt for the solution that has the lowest environmental and social impact. But as global warming changes weather patterns, this marvel of 20th century engineering will have to find ways to adapt to the 21st century. Global shipping and the Panamanian people are both depending on that. I'm the BBC's Grace Livingstone for Marketplace.